Good evening, everybody. It is St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2016, and this is the Daily Dave. I'm Dave Guerra. Wow, hope you had a great holiday, one of the lesser holidays, but also one of the more popular lesser holidays. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about something that caught my eyes and ears this morning, and it talks about it's about baseball, because, you know, baseball season's right around the corner. And seems that the Chicago White Sox first baseman Adam LaRoche has announced that he's going to retire from baseball. He played like 13 years, several teams. Seems that his team, the White Sox, have asked him not to bring his son, 14-year-old son, to the clubhouse or to practice as much as he had been. It got to the point that his son had a blocker there at the clubhouse, there where the other players changed and prepared for practice, and very interesting. And so obviously management knew about this, to go as far as to give him a locker. It's like, okay, so again, like I said before, they tacitly approved of him bringing the child, of him being a little boy, still a little boy. So what does that mean? What does that say? Well, for as long as they don't say anything and they keep doing things to kind of promote things, I guess it's okay. They're approving of this. But something had to have happened, because now they've asked them to tone it down. Now, according to several sources, there is nothing in the rules that say you can't bring your kids to the clubhouse or on the field or the backfields during spring training. There's no rules. There's no policy or nothing that says you can't do that. So, again, it's okay. But what happened? Somebody had to have complained. Somebody had to have said something. Somebody had to have said, you know what, I want to bring my kids. Oh, no, you can't. We already have too many kids. Well, then what makes him so special? And, again, that is peer relationship issues. That's my speculation. That's really what I think happened. Is somebody complained. The other issue, again, it's still peer related, would be that, you know, these adult men playing a game of baseball will be adult men. And adult men, when you get them together, I know this, we have our own way of talking. We have our own way of behaving. And even though we're men, it's really not a place for 14-year-old boys or young men. In the Army, you know, you expect that. In football, on football teams, you expect that. Professional football, you expect that to continue. In professional baseball, again, you expect men to behave like men. And again, when it's them and they're up to their own and they're playing a game, well, of course, they're going to behave and talk a certain way. So by having a child in the clubhouse, it's going to already set a mood, a tone of, you know, we really need to check ourselves. And how can you be yourself if you're constantly checking yourself? How can you be a team if somebody is bringing somebody that's going to make things a little difficult, that's going to make things happen, well, not naturally, meaning they're not going to be able to just be themselves. They've got to watch what they say and they do. Yes, I know, these are grown men, these are grown adults, and this is what they're in for. But again, I can understand where the rest of the team's coming in and where the management, you know, so like, hey, you know, tone it down a little bit. But again, to tacitly approve enough of bringing the boy to the clubhouse and giving him a locker and making him feel like he's part of this team, well, something's wrong. Something needs to be done right from the beginning. And something should have been done before the start of spring training. It would have been a lot easier. Because to lose this guy, and this guy's giving up $13 million contract and he's kissing that money away, well, that's all right. You know, that says a lot about him as for his principles and what he stands up for. But again, you know, what does it say when the team allows it, when management allows it, when the leadership allows it, and then they decide to pull the rug out from underneath him? Because basically that's what they did. Wow. Well, let's see how this all plays out. I know this is not the end of the story. I know this is not the last we've heard of this. I know something else is going to come out. I know something else is going to, you know, might, who knows? Somebody has, some other team might just step up and say, you know what? We got you covered. Bring your kid anytime. But again, when you've got 25, 26 team members all in one spot and playing in a game, adults playing a game, adult males playing a game, because obviously boys will be boys. Something's going to have to give. So, something to think about. Anyway, what are your thoughts? Let me know. Put them down there in the comment section. I'd sure love to read them. Sure love to hear from you. Let me know. Until tomorrow, this has been the Daily Dave. I am Dave Guerra. Have a good evening.